Hello, listeners. Alex Jensen here, in the middle of the jungle.
And David Reinstrom, also in the jungle.
We were exploring today.
Brunel Bruttman has gone off into the underbrush to hack us a path. We can't lug our equipment through the brambles. Don't want to get the cord snagged on things.
This isn't a live broadcast. You see, all the broadcasting equipment is back in the studio.
But we do have all of our old mobile equipment, so we're taking it on these trips through the forest.
Yeah, it's all analog stuff, though. Our laptops were lost at sea.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, for a computer.
Oh, yeah! Here comes David again.
Yeah! Whew! Hey, you guys, I found a thing.
Ooh, stop the presses.
No, seriously, it's really cool.
Well, you have hacked us a neat little path there. Suppose it wouldn't really be sporting to refuse to follow it.
That's right. Don't deny the work. My sweat and machete.
You're not sweating.
Well, I could be. Imperceptibly.
What, are your pores, like, microscopic?
I think everyone's pores are microscopic.
What? Crap!
Hello? The thing I found? Things? Finding them?
Oh, yeah. Lead on.
Right. Well, it's just through these trees, so come on.
Wow. The jungle's really dense out through here.
Yeah, I can hardly see a thing in front of me. This fog is so thick.
That's not fog. It's nighttime.
Oh.
Tonight's forecast, darkness, followed by the sun. Hurry up, you slowpoke!
So where is this thing?
It's right through this mysterious wooden tribal gate here.
Whoa. What's with all the human skulls?
Please, a little cultural relativism. I named that one Bob, and that one Murray, and that one Roxanne.
Roxanne!
Put out a red light!
Roxanne!
Put out a red light!
Roxanne!
Enough of that! Roxanne is a classy lady. She doesn't need to take any of that from you.
Sorry, Roxanne.
Look beyond the gates, my children. What do you see?
A shining, bright future?
Absolutely nothing.
Interestingly, neither.
Ooh, hey, I do see something.
Ooh, yeah, it's a... What is it?
A pyramid.
Lady and gentlemen, let me show you my pyramid. My pyramid. Let me show you it.
What kind of pyramid is that?
Not sure. It's not exactly Mayan, and it's certainly not Egyptian.
My Egyptian?
No. Let's go investigate.
Listeners, we're looking at a huge stone pyramid. It's gray and massive.
It's a little overgrown with foliage, but this area is something akin to a clearing. The typical bat screeching seems less out here. And even the gentle chirpings of Darwin's finches have ceased.
It's hella cool. Let's get closer.
All right.
There's some kind of inscription on it, at around eye level, and a panel buttony thing.
What's the panel buttony thing say?
I don't know. I don't speak creepy haunted island.
Someone rolled off the wrong side of the floor today.
Well, if you'd let me sleep in the cots last night...
Nope. You lost the bet. You sleep on the floor.
Yesterday, David Reinstrom lost a bet that he could eat an entire bowl of broken glass soup where he'd sleep on the floor.
You didn't tell me I had to actually eat the bowl. I drank all the soup. Every delicious shard.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm just digesting. Don't worry, dude. My stomach is full of hydrochloric acid.
Isn't everyone's stomach full of hydrochloric acid?
What? Crap!
I'm gonna press this button panel thing. Regardless of what it says.
That never causes any bad things to happen.
Go for it.
Oh, wow. The entire pyramid is lighting up like a Christmas tree. But without the Christmas. Or the tree.
You guys, I think this pyramid is a computer.
Shh, I think it's gonna speak. 1001.
My God, it's speaking in binary.
Do you, either of you know binary?
I know some HTML.
1101.
1-0, haha, I'm just messing with you guys.
It speaks English.
It's incredible.
I can totally, like, hear you guys.
Who are you?
I am the almighty computer! Or computer. But you can call me Reginald! Fair enough. Hello, Reginald. Hello, David!
Hello, Reginald.
Hello, David!
Hello, Reginald.
Hi.
I'm Alex.
I'm really awkward around girls. I just want to put that out there. Hi, Alex.
You already said that.
So I did. So what manner of computering awesomeness do you seek, humans?
Well, we were just exploring, to be honest.
Ooh, exploring from where? From the old army base on the other side of the island. The army base? That army base is f***ing haunted!
Reginald, language!
I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, but most of what I know how to say is dirty!
Well, you're encouraged to stick to English around us.
We're a family-friendly show.
A show? You folks are on the televisions?
Well, the radio. Well, that's close, isn't it?
You haven't exactly got the most telegenic face. You're kind of a building.
That's not true. I'm actually quite small. My creators told me I was rather cute.
Portably small?
Am I going to be famous?
Yes. Wait, creators? Who made you, anyhow?
Their name is too complicated for my stupid voice software to replicate, even though I can say naughty words in 6 million languages. I'll just print it out.
Here, David, you read it.
Oh, God. Oh, God, how do you say that?
I just don't think you can.
I was created over 700 years ago. My creators placed me in this clearing to watch human society.
So there is intelligent life out there.
What? Where?
You know, in space.
Oh, no, on planets.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's definitely no life in space. There's no f***ing air, dude.
Reginald!
Sorry.
So, back to the part where you are portable.
Yes. I am actually quite small, comparable in size to what you might call one of your thigh tops.
Laptops?
Yes.
Would you like to join our little band?
How could I refuse a face like that? Dude, I think she likes me.
Awkies.
So, what can I do on your show?
Well, we could use a computer for editing and stuff.
Yes, and hello, he's a computer. We can use him to contact, the Coast Guard, so we can get off this island.
Actually, no. I'm really shy. I can't even talk to other computers.
Wait, you can't talk to girls or computers?
No.
That's odd. Why do you suppose that is, Reggie? Can I call you Reggie?
She's talking to me. I got the football. The answer, Alex, is football. I can throw a football really far. Dang. Illegal exception, OE.
So, if you can't talk to other computers, can you make our show more accessible? Can you expand our signal?
Better than that, my little jungle jellyfish. I can teach you the art of the podcast.